So one of the things about holistic vision that it also teaches you, remember holistic vision is the ability to see the foundations and interconnectivity of all atmospheres. And remember, an atmosphere is a person, it's a situation, it's an issue, an opportunity, it's yourself, it's a relationship, it's an inanimate object, it's your job, it's anything. There's no exception, there's no inapplicable atmosphere where holistic vision would not work. So one of the things that's tricky is speech, communication. A lot of people say don't swear on when you're communicating, especially if you're trying to establish yourself as a business or as a model or as a brand or a spokesperson, whatever. Now, this is a little tricky. Anyone who knows me knows I don't tolerate shit. If I want to fucking swear, I'll swear, and I do it constantly. I'm a very passionate person. When I'm training police or universities or doctors or engineers or psychologists or psychiatrists or people who are on the so-called higher level of society, according to the ranks that society establishes, I don't give a shit. I will completely talk in front of several hundreds of people or 1,000, 2,000 people in an audience. I don't give a shit. I am going to get my message across, and I'm going to do it in the way that I feel is the most effective and the most resonant with myself and for the people that are listening. For those people that are in that auditorium or that area that I'm speaking in, if they don't like it, then tough shit, then go. I know, as I worked across countries and industries and languages for well over 10 years, almost everybody swears on this planet. So the people, I find it very hypocritical, and it really makes me quite upset. The dipshits who say, oh, don't swear on LinkedIn, don't swear on this, oh, don't swear, you may lose some opportunities. It's preferential. It's a tricky area. I say, be yourself. If you swear all the time, if you're an in-your-face person, fucking be that and help others with that character that you are. Continue your business that way. You have all kinds of I'm going to say, extremely rich or wealthy people. You got Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V. He swears constantly. He's a millionaire. I think he may be a billionaire. I'm not really sure, actually. Mark Cuban, billionaire. Tony Robbins, I think he's a billionaire or maybe a millionaire, something like that. These people swear constantly. They're motivational speakers. They're business builders. They're empire builders, actually. And no one tells them not to say anything. So the point is that when you go through holistic vision training, you're going to be able to see who you really are, what your real foundation is. With me, I swear all the fucking time. If you want to work with me and you don't like swearing, fuck you, get the fuck out of my face. And it makes me more upset because I know these little bitches who say, oh, don't swear, these little fuckers are the ones that are watching movies at their home, watching TV at their home, or wherever the hell they are. They're in the movie theater watching movies. And these little shitheads, I guarantee you, are not standing up when one person says one swear word in the movie or in the TV show and says, that's it, I'm not listening to this. No, they're sitting down, they're laughing, they're enjoying it. So why the hell do you have to cut it out if it is your true self in communication or business? There are all kinds of extremely successful people and communicative styles that involve swearing. So my point is that be who you are. Be what resonates with you. I have turned down so many opportunities, and I have lost opportunities with some little bitch because he wants to collaborate with me or start a partnership or start an organization with me, and he finds an old video or current video, because I swear all the time, I don't give a shit, and he or she doesn't like it. They're the, head of a university, or a head of an association, or a head of a company, whatever. And they say, oh, we don't want to associate ourselves with that. Well, yeah, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here then. I'm here on this planet to move people as much as I can, and to move myself in the most positive way, the most efficient way, the fastest way to help advance human capital on this planet, myself and others, because I deeply care about people. So the point for this video is go through the holistic vision training, find out who you are, find out the core. If you're a person that is slutty, then be slutty when you're dressed, when you in your clothing, in your makeup, in your what's it called, in your accessories, your hats, your watches, all that stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you don't hurt anybody, there's nothing wrong with being slutty, promiscuous, swearing, with being soft-spoken, with not swearing, with being conformative. It's preferential. So whatever it is that you want to be, if you're a new business owner, an aspiring business owner, a current business owner, you want to build your empire, your brand, you want to be on TV, you want to create your own fucking TV show, your own TV channel, whatever, just be yourself. And if you lose opportunities, and to those little bitches that don't like it, if they swear, if you're, you know, they don't like how you dress or how you act or how you look or something, well, say fuck you and keep on moving your way and create your own successes. But make sure you know who you are. Not a simple thing of knowing if you swear or not. It goes well beyond that. Know what kind of dress you like, what kind of outfits you like, know what kind of walking style you prefer, know what kind of communication style, non-verbal communication style you prefer, and make sure everything is in sync with that foundation that you are, that you discover. Another quick thing is I worked with billionaires maybe 15 years ago, something like that. And at that time, I wasn't sure what to do with conformity. And they told me that they were like my mentors. And they told me, be who you are. Swear. Go onto Facebook and get yourself, in their words, get yourself shit-faced and meet with your clients and show them who you really are. Now, I don't drink alcohol, and I never will, not one drop of alcohol, but I understand their message. They actually told me, and I couldn't believe that they said this. They own their own business, they sold some high-priced items, and like I said, they were billionaires, a family, and they said, no, it is better to meet with your client, and both you get fucked up, or all of you, if it's a group of people, and get, as they said, shit-faced with being drunk, basically, and post pictures and post it on the internet and build the human connection with those clients. And at the time, I was like, that's just stupid. You're going to destroy your image. But they explained to me what I'm saying in this video. No, as long as you're yourself, that's fine. You may lose some opportunities with someone who doesn't want to do that, people who don't want to associate with that. That's fine. That's not for you then, that opportunity. So go forward, go through the holistic vision training, even better yet, know the core of what you are, the foundations. Remember, holistic vision, to see the foundation, the interconnectivity. Know your foundation, know the interconnectivity of that foundation, what works with you, what doesn't, and then move forward that way. And if you lose opportunities, you're going to lose opportunities in life as it is. Connect with the ones that really resonate with you.